Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Tell me what's so funny.
I'm just sitting here just thinking about the height of COVID. You know, when we were in the height of COVID and just all the different signs and the things that you had to watch out for, right? It was like, if I'm walking past you in the street on the sidewalk, you would cross and go the other way. Remember that?
Cross like, the street.
You can cross the street. Like, no, you can walk past me. And we were sitting here doing the break, and I just was thinking, you know, at that time when somebody would sneeze and everybody would just, like, freak out or whatever the case is, or you go in and you open up the door, you got to figure out how to open it with your T-shirt.
There was no vaccine back then. People were dying and stuff.
Like, no, yeah, no question about that part of it. I'm just talking about some of the extreme things that
measures
we had to do. Like if you drive by the drive by graduations, or the drive by
Zoom, everything on Zoom,
the birthday parties, or having a picnic in your driveway where you're 5 feet away from we're all like 5 feet apart with a table in the center. We're all eating out of plastic. Nothing comes out of the house. And we're just communicate from a distance. Everybody has to have their own family with their own wine. There's no sharing while your kids play basketball with a mask and surgical gloves.
Try to find that one other family that you're in contact with so it's okay. It's almost like extended family. You could be around them. Right? The kids, you start out when, you know, the kids are on a little like play date, right? And at first they got masks on and they're 6 feet apart. And then by the end, the two of them are like together running around. You're like, all right, what are you going to do?
How about the arrows in the grocery store? You had to.
Got the latest booster yesterday. Literally after this, Justin, I went and got boosted yesterday.
So just some of the stuff we had to do, Max.
It was, you know what was crazy about it too, Key? For anyone who ever, I mean, it's every time I say it, like I got to say preface it by saying it's a terrible thing. A lot of people died and suffered.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like in terms of the other side of it was a lot of times it just feels like the world, man, it's relentless. It doesn't stop. Wouldn't it be nice if the world could just freeze for a second? You could take some time and just be with your family, right, without having to. That's kind of what it was. Like, you know, in putting the bad stuff aside, it was like the world stopped spinning for a minute and you got to just be with your family. That part was really like it was a unique experience.
Of course. I mean, did you ever think in your lifetime that you – no, you didn't.
Nope.
You never thought that you would have to go to the grocery store and try to figure out how to get toilet paper.
Like you're in the Soviet Union in the 80s or something online for toilet paper. Black market for toilet paper.
You have no – last one, Max. Dude, I just was thinking – so the grocery stores around my neighborhood was completely sold out of toilet paper and paper napkins and everything. So you're going from every store to every store, every store, every store. I went about an hour and 30 minutes away from the crib just to get two rolls of toilet paper.
Whew. Two rolls.
And I had to upcharge on those two rolls.
Of course. Supply and demand, brother.
Oh, God.
NFC divisional playoffs. You ready to get into that?
Yes.
So both matchups in the NFC divisional playoff will feature road teams on 5 days rest. Like Giants on 5 days rest, Cowboys on 5 days rest. Giants got to go to Eagles. Not a long way to travel, but still 5 days rest, Key. And the same, the Cowboys got to go all the way to San Fran. Now, these home teams they're playing.
See, I don't know why.
They got 7 days rest, Key.
I've never been, as a player, I never paid attention to that. Like, I always poo-poo that, if you ever noticed, the short rest stuff. I always poo-poo it. The travel
time. So does Damian Woody. All the
Super
Bowl champs.
Poo-poo it.
But it's a real thing. Hold on. Let me get through this.
It's a real thing if you make it a real thing.
Okay. Here is what the here is what teams are on 5 days rest, okay, in this spot. They're 9-24 all time in road playoff games against teams with 7-plus days rest. Now, Key, you can contextualize this and say, look, if a team had 7 days rest in the playoffs, they were a better team. They had a better record.
How about they just was a better team with a better record to start with? That's why you on the road playing against them.
Right.
Because they're better than you.
Key, 100%. I would agree with that, but 9-24 is a lot. If it was 9-15 or something, like 9-24 seems to me, just my basic reaction is like, that's a little worse maybe than just playing better teams. That looks like to me, it's not scientific, just looks like to me.
It's very difficult to go on the road, no matter what, and win football games. It's just difficult. That's why people want home field advantage. It's difficult to go on the road, and it happened. You know, oh, Baltimore did it, or Cincy did it last year in Kansas City. Yes, okay, you're going to get a few teams here and there that does those sort of things. But no matter what the numbers say and the record shows, it's difficult to go on the road and win in a regular season. Imagine in the playoffs.
I would like to see, just, you know, to look into it, I would like to see someone put together someone at research here could do it, where look at teams who meet in the playoffs without the rest differential, but road teams in the playoffs given similar records to these road teams facing similar records to those home teams, what would that winning percentage be? Because this winning percentage is 273. In other words, what my hypothesis would be, my guess would be that winning percentage would be more like 350. Or 375, or 400, as opposed to 273. It just looks like listen, Key, you played in the league. Marcellus Wiley used to tell me about not being able to get out of bed the next day and everything. You know,
when he was broken down. Marcellus was broken down.
When he was young.
And broken down.
He was broken down in the beginning?
Man, he's been broken down for a while.
He was running a 4.640 at 300 pounds almost.
He ran a 4.640 coming out at about 280.
All right.
And that was it. He did it one time.
I've done it no times. That's a lot.
No, but the road, look, it's tough to go on the road and win. And I understand what you're saying, Max, but I just never subscribed to it or bought into it. I just never, it doesn't matter if I'm on 4 days rest, 5 days rest. When I'm ready to play, I'm ready to play.
Yeah, but see, that's you guys like you, Damian Woody, like the Super Bowl champions.
Damian Woody says the same thing, right?
No doubt. Because you guys won't look at it from a distance, from like, okay, objectively, does this – you're so programmed at this point in your guys' lives since you're kids to not use excuses that you're not trying to hear it. But that's different.
Really, in all honesty, I'm really not trying to hear it.
Right.
There's no difference. There's no difference.
What the evidence is.
There's no difference in 5 days, in 7 days, if you banged up, man. It's not all of a sudden a miraculous healing power. Your knee is going to.
Wait. So back up, Key. Are you saying that you're not trying to hear the excuse because it can be done and you don't want to give in to that weakness?
Absolutely.
Or are you saying 100%. That it actually doesn't exist? Because to me, it looks like
all,
it exists.
All of that is the same. I don't buy into it because I don't need any excuses.
You ignore
it. So therefore, it don't exist.
Right.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I didn't do the program to see and punch in the numbers to find out all the records and splits and all that sort of who on grass versus not on grass, indoors versus outdoor. Can you play football? I don't give a damn.
It can be done. The road team did win.
Here's what happened Dallas Cowboys a week ago. All the shows talked about was their record on grass, the defense. It slows down. They were giving you all the defense slows down. They're not good on grass. Well, last I looked, Raymond James Stadium was on grass.
Yeah.
So I don't give me that stuff.
But then again, they're playing against a sub-500
team. It does not matter what they're playing against. Last I looked, they won the game on grass. That's all that matters. Facts is facts.
Possible, but it is different to say. I understand what you're coming at from the point of view of a participant, right? And a
lifer in the sport. And that's the way I'm supposed to give it to you, so you can now digest it and understand it, opposed forming your own opinion when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Right, right. It's not necessary to convince you that, no, actually, it's just necessary to take that point of view and factor it for people listening, Max, to factor it in.
You're not going to convince me.
Right, it's not going to happen anyway. It doesn't matter. Because in order to get to be a champion at that level, you have to have blinders on to that kind of stuff, because there are always excuses to lose, right? Like why it's okay to lose. And you got to have a lot of discipline and a lot of kind of reps in blocking that stuff out, or you latch on to one of those excuses.
You know, 100%. We went into Philadelphia when we went to the Super Bowl and won. We had lost to Philadelphia however many years in a row in the playoffs, in the regular season. We were losing, and everybody counted us out because the temperatures dropped. Oh, they can't win under when the temperatures drop under 60 degrees, you know, all that. It was something like that ridiculous. It was like 55 degrees, and we couldn't win. And actually, it was colder the game that we did win in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. And we went in, smacked them around, waxed them up, and got out of there with a W and went and won the Super Bowl. But leading up to that, on the road, mind you, leading up to that, everybody just assumed, oh, well, they're going to lose again. It doesn't, man, when you put your mind to it, it doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Right. From the point of view of the fans, so you heard what Key had to say. You also heard what the numbers tell you. It is a disadvantage. But I guess, Key, what you're saying is to the teams that win, they don't allow that to even factor into
think
the
about
equation.
It. Think about it this way, Max.
Mm-hmm.
We left Philly after celebrating in their stadium, closing the rat vet down with all the rats in the police station inside. We fly to Tampa. We reload in about an 18-hour period of time, maybe less than that. We get our clothes. We get everything. We hop on a jet to San Diego. There is no bye week in between. We practice a few days. We go out and beat the Raiders head in. Okay, so think about that. We had an emotional game in a flight and had the stress to get our stuff packed and ready to go. And then take off, and 5 days later, we're playing in the Super Bowl and blowing out the Raiders.
Teddy Atlas, famous boxing trainer who works here at ESPN, a friend of mine for years now, told me recently, and he's very into the philosophy of this kind of stuff, because boxing takes, like football, an enormous amount of mental discipline, right? An emotional discipline. Said that really what separates the winners is, more than anything else, is they will find out a way to get it done. They will not, like that excuse thing, they will figure it out one way or another. It doesn't matter. There's always a reason why you can't do it. And the winners figure out a way to get it done. Brock Purdy, can he figure out a way to get it done? And if he does, is he the starting quarterback next year? Take it or shake it. Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
or shake it?
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
It's time to play Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Grainger here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. All right, take it or shake it, Nuno, take it away.
All right, let's start with a guy who can't get it done in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers will play for another team next year. Take it or shake it?
Take it!
Take it!
Take that.
Yeah,
take
I'm starting to believe that Aaron Rodgers will be on another team next year. I'm just feeling that way. It just feels that way to me. It just, you know, because he can't seem to get over the hump in Green Bay, and it may be time to say, you know what, it's time to move on. I just feel like that's what's going to happen here. I really do. And I think he's going to be recruited illegally by some NFL teams to join them.
I'm going to take it. Adam Schefter was asked his opinion on Gabe and Chewy. Jen Latta was on our show yesterday. He was asked his opinion, and he just gave his opinion. But the reason that makes waves is Adam Schefter gives an extremely informed opinion. And he thought the least likely scenario among the three possible, retire, play for another team, or stay with the Packers, least likely was Rodgers stays with the Packers. And, Key, in terms of the $58 million, as I've been saying all along, what Deshaun Watson showed was if you and the team are going to part ways and you're at a certain level, you're going to get paid more. It doesn't matter if you're already at the top of the market. Some quarterback-thirsty team is going to pay him more than $58 million next year. I think that's what's going to happen.
Whether he get 45, 58, whatever, it's the same number. 45, 58,
all right, you get
42,
the 45, 58. I'll take the 58.
It's the same number when all you're right. talking that, man. Okay, you buy case, the same thing.
In that
you
case,
can, look, it's the same
they'll
thing,
they'll come
Max.
To us and they'll say, okay, look, there's this much money. Max, you'll get 58.
No, we're not talking like that. We're not talking about us.
Yeah. When it's someone else's money, it doesn't matter.
No, but in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it's a ton of
whether
money.
It's 45 or 58 or 52, mm-hmm. He's going to be happy regardless. He's going to be happy. I need you negotiating for me, buddy.
Well, you're just saying there's no difference. I think there's a difference. I just want to be on the record.
All right.
Oh, God. Follow the cheese.
Well, lead to this impromptu question. Rich people hate paying their bills. Take it or shake it.
Take it. Oh, sorry.
Take that. Wait.
Man, will y'all stop?
Okay. All right. One of the number one seeds. One of the number one seeds will lose this weekend. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
There's only 2-1 seeds. Seattle's.
Jeez, the other birds.
Shake it.
Yeah, the other birds. The Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs, and neither one are going to lose.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to say the Giants are upsetting an Eagles team led by a hurt Jalen Hurts.
Shake it.
The Eagles fans.
All right, Brock Purdy will be the 49ers QB in 2023, starting QB. Take it or shake it.
Based on the way I'm feeling right now, shake it.
Shake it. Shake that.
The way I see it is that he'll do just enough over the next week, even if they beat the Cowboys. And if they don't beat the Cowboys, he'll do enough. He'll play Philly if he beats the Cowboys. He'll do just enough. He'll go to the Super Bowl. He'll do just enough. But then there'll be Tom Brady, I always wanted to coach him, love. Aaron Rodgers, ooh, I get a chance to maybe get my hands on him. And I may want to upgrade because I think we can win 3 or 4. If I get those guys, that's just a feeling that I have, Max.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, really, it comes down to what Brock Purdy looks like in this game coming up and then the next game. And I know someone very well. I'm old enough to remember. A fella goes by the name Keyshawn Johnson. The first time he laid eyes on Brock Purdy, came in the next day and said, Max, I'm telling you, man, he's good. You know, and I think it's borne out that way. If he can do the Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Parcells, old school football, not try to do too much, come through on third down 2 or 3 times, and advance like that, Key, I think he keeps his job.
Yeah, I think he, you know, I think you look at him and you say, okay, he's taking us to the Super Bowl, whether we win or lose. He's taking to the NFC Championship game, whether he win or lose. But there's something about coaches and front office people. They get enamored with talent that they wish they could always have.
They see Patrick Mahomes and they go, man, if I had a guy
You know how it is, Max. The girlfriend that you've always wanted, you can't seem to never shake it. Mm-hmm. No matter, she could be married with 12 kids. You see her and you're like, hey, how's life going? How's everything
going? And key, if they have those blinders on, right, they're looking through the glasses where she still looks like she looked when they were in high school. He doesn't see that, you know, what she looks like. That's how they might look at Tom Brady right now.
Absolutely.
Or Aaron Rodgers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Absolutely. They like, man, I may be able to upgrade, even though you're not really upgrading, they think they upgrade. Because they got a little more money in the bank account, a little more, you know, it's like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, she's about to be a grandmother, right? Like her oldest. That's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's old enough to be a grandfather.
Dak Prescott is the best QB in the NFC. Take it or shake it.
Left in the playoffs?
No. Dak Prescott is the best QB in the NFC. Take it or shake it.
I'm shaking it. I really don't understand the question because we're dealing with the playoffs. But if you're talking about just in general, is that what you're saying?
He's saying he's the best quarterback in the NFC, period, kid.
Yes, period.
Oh, no, shake it. Shake no.
It.
No.
Shake it. Yeah, no. The answer is no.
The answer is no.
Jalen Hurts is better than Dak
Prescott.
Well,
I thought the reason I said because we're dealing with the playoffs, so I thought he meant – in the playoffs.
Well,
left.
Yeah, cause, you mean because Hurts is hurt, and now is Dak the best of the rest?
Well, Hurts is playing.
Yeah, but right,
but
okay,
you still.
Fine.
But Daniel Jones is there.
Daniel Jones is very good.
Brock Purdy's there. Dak Prescott's there. I said Dak Purdy?
What?
Brock Purdy is there, and okay. Jalen Hurts is there. So yeah, if you're talking about the playoffs, if you're talking about the playoffs.
He has a case if Hurts is not
100%. He has a case if Hurts is not 100%.
Yeah.
So, the question wasn't actually fair, I would say. At least the content, the explanation of it.
He's shaking your very question, Nuno.
Yeah. It's a very lousy, lazy question.
Key, life's not fair. Last one. America owes Max Kellerman an apology for his Brady Cliff take. Take it or shake it?
Shake it!
Yeah. Shake that, John.
Why would they owe him an apology for some idiotic,
in other words, he's finally fallen off the cliff. So that means I was right.
Oh, God. Come on, man. The dude that fell off the cliff with a rope, got back up, climbed up, dove off again with a skydiving deal and walked the Grand Canyon on a tightrope with a strong wind with no net, crossed it easy. Come on now. Stop.
I say, yes, America does owe me an apology. I don't know what for, but I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. No, not for the cliff take. Tom Brady proved me wrong. All I predicted, Key, was that Tom Brady would get old. At the same point, every other player who ever lived got old. It was not
Bad prediction.
Right. It was not a bold prediction.
Bad prediction, though, Max. Just face it. Bad prediction, yes or no.
Can I finish my sentence?
Bad prediction, yes or no. I'm doing you. Bad prediction, yes or no.
It was a bad prediction.
Okay.
My point is,
it was bad prediction,
yes or no. Especially bold. All I said was, no one's ever been great past this age. Same thing with Brady. And everyone said, no, you're crazy. Brady will be the guy to do it. And they were right. He not only did it, but he did it by years.
So are you wrong, Mr. Kelly?
Yeah, Ben said that, though. That's nothing
okay.
new.
Okay, I want to hear you say
it.
I've never heard you
news.
Say it. No, I've never heard you say it.
Really? You never heard me say I was wrong about the cliff prediction?
I've never heard you say you was wrong about anything, let alone the cliff.
Well,
we're building.
I'm surprised you never heard me say it because I'm wrong about so few things that when I am, I immediately admit it. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Coming up. Do any of these underdogs have a shot this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. By the way, I made a point earlier. Both NFC divisional matchups feature home teams that won 13-plus games during the regular season. Okay, so Key, like, I want to control for the rest, right? So we see this terrible 9-24 record of teams with five rest days versus teams with a full week of rest in the playoffs, right? The home team has a full week of rest. In playoff history, road teams in the divisional round are 25-57. They lose a little bit more than twice as much as they win when they face an opponent who won 13-plus games during the regular season. But 9-24, I don't know if it's statistically relevant, but it's kind of close to three times as much, right? So it does seem to be a worse record. I don't know if the sample size is large enough for it to mean anything. So anyway, that's the answer to the question.
In both of those examples, yeah, the home teams are better, Max.
The home teams are better, right. The question is by how much, and does it mean anything based on the sample size? Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN sports betting analyst, is with us now, Daily Wager co-host of Joe and Amber, 7 to 9 Eastern, by the way, Joe and Amber on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app and Sirius XM channel 80. Morning, Joe.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. I dropped in right at the end of that conversation you were having during the break, and I got to say, that's one way for me to wake up out here on the West Coast.
Real or not real, Joe, are you ready? Underdogs who will win this week?
Let's get it going.
All right, Jacksonville is a 9-point underdog against Kansas City. Real or not real, the Jags will win this week?
Not real. Not real at all. I think when you look at it, Jacksonville is a good story. Doug Peterson comes in, changes things around, puts in a new culture. Sunshine is doing a great job at the quarterback spot as he continues to grow. But again, this is not college football. This is not Clemson versus Alabama. This is a whole nother level. The speed of the game is different in Arrowhead Stadium at this time of year with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and company.
You know, it would be funny. Just thinking, like, everyone's, well, here, Mahomes and Josh Allen, the rematch, neutral site, and this and that. But what if it's Burrow and Trevor Lawrence? Because that's a rematch, too. That's a rematch, too.
Hey, national going title back game. To college, man.
National title game. Trevor Lawrence was the chosen one. Joe Burrow baptized that team. He destroyed them. That would be a great rematch, too. I'm going to say not real, but I will say this. I think the Jags cover, and if you cover, it could be a one-score game, and in a one-score game, all it takes is a PI call, a ball bouncing the wrong way. I think Jacksonville's liver than people say, but it's not real. I believe Kansas City's going to win the game.
I can understand that point, because if you look at the Chiefs throughout the course of the season, A, they were not very good against the spread. B, they were a favorite of a lot of points in a lot of games, and they weren't good against the spread in that situation either. I do not believe an upset is real here. Andy Reid coming off the bye, historically, we know what that is. I don't need to dive into it. I think that's a trend people have been talking about for a decade. But I do worry. Jacksonville's pass defense is bottom three. That's where they struggle the most, is defending the pass. From what I understand, Patrick Mahomes can throw the ball around a little bit. So I haven't played the Jags plus the points, but I do not see them winning an upset here.
All right, next game, as we play real or not real, underdogs who will win this weekend. The Giants are a 7.5-point underdog in Philadelphia. Real or not real, the Giants will win this game?
Not real. I understand that the concern is Jalen Hurts' shoulder. What will he be like? Can Wink Martindale and the defense do something to negate him from being himself? You know, the way I look at it is they've got some perimeter players in Devontae Adams and A.J. Brown and Sanders in the backfield. They got the tight end. And defensively, they're solid and sound. I just don't see where the Giants can go into this stadium on a drunken Saturday night with these Philadelphia Eagles fans going crazy and acting the way they act and win this football game.
I'm going to say real. And the reason I say that is I'm a Giants fan. And not only am I a Giants fan, but I'm a Giants fan with reason to be hopeful, because Jalen Hurts, Steichen played him, the OC, who's had a great season, I get it, but he played him in the freezing cold in Chicago on design run after design run, wound up hurting his shoulder, what was that, week 15? He hasn't been the same. Coach tried to cover for his OC, talking about, oh, he has superhuman healing powers. That tips you off right away. Now he's admitted, yeah, it was bad. And now I'm supposed to believe he's okay? No, I don't think he is. I think he's compromised. And if you watch Daniel Jones, guys, he looks like, if you look that last game, one of those special quarterbacks. Behind the back, handoffs, like perfect. No-look passes down the field on the money. He plays like that, Giants could win. And I'm going to go ahead and say he's going to do it. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, man. Spoken like a true Little Blue fan. Look, right, we got rid of Fugazi number one, which was Minnesota last week. Fakest team in football, they're gone. Here comes number fake pretender two, the New York Giants. Get him out of here. 10-4-1 in one-score games, and even with that playoff win last week through 18 games, they're plus one in point differential. Dable's a fantastic coach. Jones has developed nicely this season, but now you're playing with the big boys. This isn't Minnesota. This is Philadelphia. Last month in New York, when these two got together, Philly was laying 7.5. Now it's in Philadelphia, and they have a bye week, and it's still 7.5. People are buying in too much to what they saw last week. I think the Eagles crack
You know what
them.
You're forgetting, Joe?
What's that, Max?
About that one score thing? They know how to win. They know how to win, Joe.
Joe's also an Eagle fan, so we're going to forget about it.
You can leave that out, Nuno.
Yeah, we can leave
kidding. He's an Eagles fan.
Real or not real, underdogs will win this week. Cincinnati is a 5.5-point underdog in Buffalo. The Bengals, real or not real, will win this week.
Wait, are the Bengals the underdog or the Bills the underdog?
Bengals are the underdog.
Not real. Not real. The Bills will win this one. There's a lot riding on it for Sean McDermott, the head coach, as well as Josh Allen, the city of Buffalo. The shoulders of the city is on both of those. I mean, the city is on both of those guys' shoulders. They know what they need to do to answer the bell. They don't want to hear in the offseason, Buffalo has to do this to get over the hump. Buffalo has to do that to get over the hump. They want to already be over the hump. And I think that they take care of business against a red-hot Cincinnati Bengal team in their stadium. Imagine what that scene is going to be like.
I think it's real. I think the Bengals win, and it's interesting because it just feels like the Bills are a team of destiny. They have a ton of pressure, but preseason favorites during the season, MVP, Super Bowl, everything favorite down the line, almost beat the Chiefs. They changed the overtime rules to accommodate Josh Allen and the Bills. Didn't do it for Mahomes against Brady after that Brady game, but did it for Josh Allen and the Bills. It's like the league almost wants them. Everyone wants. Then the Damar Hamlin miraculous recovery from that scary moment, and then this, as Key says, snowstorms. It's all for the Bills, right? But you know who Joe Burrow is? Joe Burrow's a cat who doesn't like the story's not about you. The story's about them. Like the Bengals have that mentality. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's the protagonist, the central figure in the Joe Burrow's is not never the other team. That's why his championship window is his whole career. That's why they rally around him like the Eagles rally around Jalen Hurts, right? Like there's some dudes people just love, and it makes a difference. I think the Bengals go in there and take care of the Bills at Buffalo.
See, this one jumps out to me because Buffalo opens as a 3.5-point favorite. It's bet up to 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6. What is going on here? We've watched the Bills over the last month of the season. They have not been impressive. We watched the Bengals for 2 years. They've been very impressive. I think Cincinnati's going to be the public dog here. This is going to be where the public rallies around an underdog. I don't know. Something stinks about this line, especially the move. Two concerns for Cincinnati. One, they're down three starting offensive linemen on the road against a top three scoring defense. Number two, back-to-back games against the Ravens. You may have won those games, but those games take a piece of your soul. And I wonder how much is in the gas tank for Cincinnati heading to the Ralph this weekend.
Yeah, no offensive line doesn't help.
All right, last game, playing real or not real. Dallas is a 4-point underdog against San Francisco. The Cowboys will win this week.
It's real. I think it's real. I think that Dak Prescott understands the magnitude of advancing to the NFC Championship game. Michael Parsons certainly feels that. The rest of the team is going to feel it. I like their chances in San Francisco. I know we are all caught up and enamored with San Francisco's defense, but when you do a deep dive and you really pay attention to this stuff, who have they really gone up against offensively that scares you? The Miami Dolphins, they took care of them with Waddle and Hill. The last time we saw them against a potent offense was against the Kansas City Chiefs, and we know what happened there. That's the only reason why I have a little bit of pause for concern for San Francisco.
let's not confuse Dak Prescott with Patrick Mahomes. I'm rooting for Dallas because I think the Giants are live against the Eagles with a hurt Jalen Hurts, and I think the Giants would have a shot against Dallas, and I don't think they'd have as good a shot against San Francisco. But if you make me pick the game, I think San Francisco is going to win.
Yeah, I'm there as well. Dallas looked very good Monday night. Dak deserves a lot of credit for that performance in a big spot. San Francisco's got two extra days of prep for this game. They played on Saturday. Dallas played on Monday. Dallas was on the road last week. They're on the road again. San Francisco's at home. The Niners have the defensive advantage. Niners lead the NFL in interceptions with 20. Dak Prescott's been a turnover machine late in the season. That could flip this game. I do think the sharper guys, they are looking at Dallas. They realize that they're a bit undervalued in the eyes of many because of what they did late in the season. But it comes down to Brock Purdy. Can he continue to execute? If he executes, they should be fine. They had guys running wide open all over the field last week against Seattle. Dallas is going to have to clean it up and be sharp on defense if they want a shot here.
Joe, let me ask you this question real quick, though. What's the one bet that, like, the one bet in all of these playoffs right now this weekend that I could put the least amount of money on and get rich?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to play the Jacksonville money line, if you thought they were going to win, you'd get a good return on your investment there. If you were looking for something that I really love, the 6-point teaser is where you can move the point spread 6 points. Kansas City's 8.5. You can move them all the way down to 2.5. The gimmick with the bet is that you got to pair them up with somebody else. So you could tease Philly from 7.5 down to 1.5, meaning if the Eagles win by 2 and Kansas City wins by 3, you end up winning your bet. That's a big one this weekend that I think a lot of people are going to be playing.
What's the payout if that happens?
Good to know.
Oh, that's your standard bet. You're laying 110 to win 100.
I know. Keith's talking about a five-legged parlay where you bet a cent and you win $1 million. That's what
you know, I'm probably not the guy to talk. I got to be honest. I like all the favorites this week. It, people are going to look at me. They're going to laugh. They're going to think it's crazy. I like the favorites. I think the two teams with rest have a significant edge. I think the Niners have a significant edge over the Cowboys all the way around. The one that scares me the most is laying the points with Buffalo because I haven't seen them play great as of late.
Thank you, Joe Fortenbaugh. We will talk soon. That's Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN Sports Betting Analyst. Micah Parsons or Nick Bosa? Who's going to be better this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I believe the 49ers suspected that the Cowboys were going to win. DeMeco Ryans and Kyle Shanahan started cooking up.
The San Francisco 49ers, everything they do from an offensive and defensive perspective travels.
At some point, we got to see Brock Purdy. For them to win a championship, he has to make championship throws. To their credit, they haven't had to do that quite yet.
If you're the Dallas Cowboys, your quarterback just played his best game of the season. You might have had your most complete performance as a team. You can't wait to get back out there and do it again.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Micah Parsons or Nick Bosa? Who would you take this weekend? We're going to get into that in a second, but Key, people want it. They got stuff on their minds. Divisional round, big weekend. Alden in South Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn Johnson and Max Kellerman. This is KJM.
Keyshawn, Max, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
I watch y'all show every morning before I go to work. And when y'all went to the break earlier this morning and Keyshawn was putting the lip balm on his lips, the first thing I thought was, boy, look at Keyshawn with that R&B music.
100%.
It's unbelievable. He can't even, and he doesn't even know he's doing it, but it just happens. It's just the lip balm.
It's unconscious.
Out.
I know it's unconscious to him.
Yeah, I got to keep my lips nice and moist, man. I don't want to be up here looking like I'm getting ready to open up a can with him.
He hears the music. You think the ladies are about to walk in the room? You know? Yeah.
What can we do for you, man?
I just want to say, do you think New Orleans Saints would be in the running to get a good quarterback?
Hang in one sec. This is what you got to do. Turn down your radio. Hear how we could hear ourselves in the echo? You got to listen on the phone and turn down the radio. Now, what you got?
I got you.
Good.
Do you think the Saints are being a good market to get a new quarterback?
Do you think, Key?
Yeah, for sure they're going to be in the market to look at another quarterback. 100%. Who that quarterback will be, I have no idea. I mean, Carr will be out there. Jimmy Garoppolo will be out there. Maybe Trey Lance is on the trading block. Maybe Kirk Cousins may be out there. Aaron Rodgers could be out there. Who else could be out there? It's probably it.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady could be out there.
So Brady, Rodgers, Carr, Garoppolo. So, a lot of big names.
Those are the top three. Then I would say Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins potentially, even though Minnesota said they would welcome him back. Yeah, and then you got whatever else is left, the Carson Wentzes of the world and all that other stuff.
Greg in Iowa, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Key and Max. What's going on?
Or not going on. Either going on or not going on. Which one?
Jay
there?
In St. Louis. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Max, Keyshawn? How y'all doing?
How you feeling?
What's happening, man?
All right. Two questions. First question, Max, real quick. Who you got, Gervonta Davis or Ryan Garcia? Real quick.
Gervonta. Gervonta is very, very good and more skillful than people realize. He like it's not an accident. He sets traps for guys. He's not just getting lucky with these shots. So Gervonta.
Now the reason why I ask you that is because I go to Key with this, and really it's both of y'all. I go back to that because that's how I feel about my 49ers going against the Cowboys. Is Gervonta against Ryan Garcia, and we more aggressive. We got the better defense, all that. But I'm not gonna sleep and make it seem like the Cowboys just nothing to sleep on. So. Key, what I'm asking you is, what do you think Brock Purdy has left to prove to win this game? Because before this, it was, okay, we got to see him battle adversity. Well, that first quarter, he was looking like everybody would say a rookie would look in Seattle, and then he came back. So what else does he have to prove for you to be, like, cool with it, other than the fact he's still Mr. Irrelevant?
Like, for me, he's got to do the same things that he's always done. If he takes care of business – and he gives you that under 30 attempts. He's something along the lines of 24-30 or 23-30, a touchdown, 230 yards in the air, no interceptions, no fumbles, maybe one sack, 20 yards rushing on 5 attempts. You can win the game that way. That means that they're in control of the game. But if I look up and that stat line is 47 attempts for 260 yards in a pick, you're probably getting ready to lose the game, or you probably lost the game.
One more call. Real quick. Roger, North Carolina, what you got?
This is Roger. This is Roger Johnson. Keyshawn, we bumped into Keyshawn in France, and then when I was in the hotel in New York, there was Keyshawn on the elevator. But what I wanted to say
Parlez
was...
Parlez-vous français?
Why do you... Say what now?
Parlez-vous français?
No, very, very, very little. I think we was in Cannes that we bumped into you and your team. But it was either Cannes or Italy. But my thing is, why do the sports shows try to conflate Josh Allen's record with Patty Mahomes? And they're not even in the same stratosphere. That's like trying to conflate Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Two great players, but not in the same universe.
Well, conflate means put them together. I don't think we're putting, but I see what you mean, what you're getting at, like as though it's the same thing. They ain't the same. Right.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Well, Josh Allen came in getting the benefit of the doubt based on last year's, overtime loss. So they
you make it, you yeast it up.
Same
you
draft class, big arms, you athletic. Come on. Like Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow are always going to be the same. Eli Manning and Philip Rivers or Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, it's the same draft
preseason,
class.
It's preseason hype.
Yeah, yeah.
Parlez-vous français?
So real, hey, quick, key. Micah or Nick Bosa?
I'm a Micah Parsons guy. Me too. I like Nick, but I just like a guy a little more diverse.
Nick is great, but exactly. Parsons
I can move him around,
yeah,
do some
stuff.
But Max, you ain't got no French for me?
What's that?
You ain't got no French for me?
No. No, I had.
I got to get you to travel the world, son. Come on now.
Parle français.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.